Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous. He didn't give me a topic. So what I want to do is use this video as a sort of rehearsal to flush out my financial ideas when I go on a live stream with Terrence Pop and Blake about the financial warfare that we're experiencing right now, aimed against us and what we can do to preserve and grow our wealth. Men are fighting a war on three fronts: our own biology and female nature, the war with the wokesters that are trying to destroy our culture, turning us into latte-sipping soy cowboys, and finally, the financial war. It used to matter what you kept and not necessarily what you earned, but the system wants to take your savings through more taxation and inflation. Increased taxation actually enriches women because it means more money for the government, and then they spend it on welfare programs for those women. Inflation enriches the asset holders as well, i.e. the wealthy with most of the stuff that produces real value in society. Official inflation has been around 4-5% lately, so that means you need to earn roughly 6-7% before tax just to preserve your wealth. I was doing that with my dividend stocks, but that's not going to cut it going forward because I don't believe the official inflation numbers. The real rate is probably closer to 10-15% in Canada and the United States thanks to money printing. So that means I would have to target 15% growth in assets per year before tax. The only two, maybe three assets that have been actually been able to earn that kind of money have been growth in tech stocks, as well as crypto and Canadian real estate. Since I might have to leave Canada because of coming hate speech legislation, that only leaves Bitcoin, which the majority of my wealth is in right now, until the bull run is over, most likely at the end of the year or early next year. The central bankers seem to be first about destroying the middle class and then the lower class, but I think that eventually they're going to go after many of the wealthier people. But for right now, the poor are being hurt more through inflationary money printing. The next thing governments could do is introduce a net asset value tax, the way that California's done. At the top of some of those shenanigans, you have Christine Lagarde, the president of the European Central Bank, and she believes that you should be happier to have a job than to have savings. She, of course, frames the argument as income versus savings. But many of the wealthiest people don't have jobs or savings. They have investment income and assets instead of savings. If you think your wife is bad, then you haven't seen Lagarde yet. She's a convicted criminal that lost in court and didn't even have to go to prison. Lagarde is using reverse psychology here. She wants you to have savings because through inflation, she's going to pick your pocket and put your money in her purse and then hand it off to women through welfare programs. In Canada, the Deputy Prime Minister, Chrystia Freeland, said that the government needs to find a way to unlock all the money that people have saved up in their cash accounts. She's pissed off a lot of people by saying that. She said Canadians need to send her ideas on how to unlock all that saved money. This is reverse psychology as well. She knows people will be less likely to spend their cash when they hear this. But as the finance minister, she can get the simps over at the Bank of Canada to print more money, and then devalue your savings that way. Most guys are too stupid to understand this. She was also one of George Soros' protégés, so she's working to impoverish Canadians and make a socialist state. As gynocentric governments and central banks destroy the money that women weren't able to take from us, we need to worry about unrealized capital gains. The Roth IRA in the United States, or the TFSA or tax-free savings account in Canada, need to be used as much as possible if, for example, you're buying crypto. I'll discuss more in just a moment, and literally put my money where my mouth is, as I'll be showing my US dollar investing portfolio. But before I do, let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection. Luca Vendetti is the author. He left the West taking his savings with him and achieving his goal of retirement at the age of 33. The book shows you how you can easily do the same and easily create a passive monthly income covering your expenses in Southeast Asia. It's a great book for someone like Vention MGTOW. Instead of heading to Asia and feeling overwhelmed, he could have read this and know a little bit more about what he was getting himself into. Maybe you as a man were meant to be drinking dirty martinis on the beach, taking Polaroids of ladyboys, if that's what you're into. What have you actually got to lose except your slavery to the corporate veal fattening pens? Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Anyways, now back to the invest your money into assets instead of saving it in cash clown world show. The most important thing I've learned about financial warfare and investing, now that I don't have a whore to call my own, is to take small positions in the least risky assets first, to get yourself comfortable with investing. But this video is not financial advice. It's just here to help you understand assets and investments better, so you question the 10 to 15% inflation rate, and if you accept that narrative, you're going to have to come up with a game plan to protect your purchasing power. I also keep a small percentage of physical cash just in case the money printers just decide to crash the system to zero, around 3 to 4% of my net worth in a safe and secure location. If everything falls in value and deflates 90%, like the Great Depression, then that will represent 30 to 35% of my current purchasing power, which will save my ass. Plus, I have the same amount percentage-wise with gold and silver in a safety deposit box. Here's an image capture of my US dollar portfolio as promised. First, I'll discuss the companies that beat the inflation rate, and then I'll discuss the rest that I'm slowly phasing out of. It doesn't matter if there's inflation or deflation, these seven businesses keep growing regardless of the underlying situation with the economy. 3 or 4 years from now, odds are that if they grow 20 to 30%, that doubles my money. Also, competition is for suckers. Monopolies are where the money is made, and all these companies are just that. The first one is called Dollar General. 70% of their stores are in small markets, where Walmart and Costco can't set up shop, and driving is too expensive for Amazon and FedEx drivers. So they're mostly in small towns, and now they're expanding into the pharmacy business, and about to put all the small town pharmacies out of business too. Plus, they sell stuff at a higher price than Walmart and can get away with it because they have no competition in those small towns. Almost none. The next company is Google, and they pretty much have a monopoly on maps and car navigation. They have Gmail, YouTube, which is as close to a monopoly as possible, internet search, and so much more. The vast majority of people use Google for search unless they're mad at them like me and use DuckDuckGo. Plus, they have Chrome browser and Android. YouTube demonetized me, so if you're wondering why I would even invest in them, well, I figure that they're stealing money from creators such as myself, so I figure I'd take some of that back by owning the shares. What you'll probably notice is that Google and Amazon shares are at multiple thousands of dollars each, and are too expensive for the average person. I believe that's the reason why they don't do stock splits often, so that the ordinary working person sees that it's too expensive and won't buy them, because he or she will feel shame for owning only one or two shares of each, or not owning any at all. That's where companies like Robinhood come in, literally stealing from the rich and giving to the poor, by letting you buy a fraction of each one of these shares. I'll look at buying Robinhood stock when I see their coming financial performance. Amazon is the next company, and they almost single-handedly put the book publishing companies out of business with Kindle. In their warehouses, no one else can stock as many products. They are the second largest streaming video company as well. They have Amazon Web Services and Whole Foods. Their distribution system gives them a monopoly on many things. If, for example, you're an author that gets banned off of Amazon, you can't make much money writing anymore. Just ask Roosh V. So again, why invest in a company that censors people? Because you feed on your enemy's strength and use their momentum against them to fund your own life and projects. Think of what I'm doing as martial arts for your money. The next company is Match Group. You'll notice that I'm down a bit since I bought this one because they missed their earnings expectations. But their revenue growth was awesome, and even during the COVID lockdowns, they were making money selling Tinder subscriptions to simps. Think of this as my socially awkward incel play. Thank you, Incelmatics, for highlighting this stock in your incel documentary. Match Group owns 90% of the online dating market. 56% of it is currently Tinder. 5 years ago, they had zero paid subscribers on Tinder. Now they have over 9 million and are adding 1 to 2 million a year. Over the next 5 years, the online dating market will expand and the share price should go along for the ride. It was $17 6 years ago, and you can see it's now around $140. It'll bounce back if the growth trend continues and probably rise to $500 to $1,000 a share in 5 or 6 years. The next company is Costco. While it doesn't actually have a monopoly in the wholesale warehouse distribution model because of Sam's Club, it makes its money on memberships and not products. So it puts other grocery and goods stores out of business by doing this. Its market cap is almost $200 billion and Walmart's is $416 billion. It makes the most money per square foot of any retailer out there and doesn't require giant distribution warehouses like Walmart's, because the store is the warehouse, and you get the goods at cost, but it's all about that membership card. Sam's Club failed here in Canada, and Costco ate its lunch. The next company is PayPal, another evil tech company that has a virtual monopoly on online payment processing. It also owns Venmo, which I believe is the second largest online payments network in the world. Correct me if I'm wrong. Most of its users are also under the age of 35. As they get older, they'll continue to use it, and new younger users will come on the network as well. PayPal has also jumped on the Bitcoin bandwagon, but I wouldn't keep my crypto there, especially if I was a content creator, because they've been known to ban people and keep all your money. So I regularly empty the donations from my PayPal account. Ironically, the donation for this video is through there, and I probably paid $10,000 in fees at least since I started doing this. So it's time to get some of that money back. The last company is Adobe, the makers of software. They went from a software licensing model to a subscription one. When I eventually upgrade my computer, I'll have to pay for a subscription for Photoshop and Adobe Premiere Pro. So that kind of sucks for me. But I guess not if I load up on their shares first. Plus, there are more and more video content producers out there every day, and they need to use software to edit. It's a $600 stock, and it'll probably be up multiple thousands at some point. I use the services of all these companies that I mentioned, except for Dollar General, which isn't in Canada. In Canada, we have Dollarama, which is the largest dollar chain, and I own their shares as well. I'll share these stocks on PopStream and another 10 to 15 others. As for what else is in this portfolio, there's a bit of Bitcoin fund there. A couple of railways, which are growth companies, but once they get positive and go green, I'll dump them and buy more faster-growing tech stocks. There's also consumer staples that has replaced much of my fixed income investments. It pays a 2.5% annual dividend and grows in value by around 4 to 5% a year. It doesn't beat that high inflation rate that I mentioned, but I use it as a replacement for my fixed income investments. I'm dollar cost averaging and will add another 20 stocks similar to these that I'll invest over the next year or so. AT&T is the only company I really need to dump. I made around $350 selling it last year before the coup, but I bought it back and am now okay holding it because of the sweet 7% dividend, which is unfortunately going to be cut soon. But I'll keep collecting it and wait for it to rise over 31, and then I'll dump it. I'm getting comfortable owning growth in tech stocks, and the plan is to get 20 to 30% average return per year for 2 to 3 years on my crypto money. Then I'll roll over once the run is over into these stocks and others like them, and then rotate back into crypto in 3 to 4 years. So wish me luck. That's my version of sector rotation. Rotate between the winner and the runner-up. Rinse and repeat. I'm following the Glassnode metrics for Bitcoin and will tell everyone when I'm selling. As for getting comfortable with investing, work your way from fixed income to dividend stocks, and then eventually to monopoly growth in tech stocks, and then to crypto. Each step is riskier than the last and far more volatile. Remember, this isn't financial advice. That simply highlights how you can fight the financial war out there being waged against men. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way it'd all be smashing the buy button on Google while they keep smashing down the view counts on my videos. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the bad effects of the money printing machines away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.